Good morning, everyone. The Brazilian mining company Samarco, which is jointly owned by BHP Billiton and Vale, says two of its dams that it uses to hold wastewater from iron production are damaged and could also collapse. Now, one of the company's dams burst earlier this month, flooding dozens of homes in southeastern Brazil, killing 11 people. BHP and Vale have been fined $365 million for the disaster, in addition to the $90 million they've already been ordered to pay. Emergency work to try and avoid another breach will begin immediately, and that could last up to 90 days. US consumer prices have risen in October, increasing speculation that the US Federal Reserve may raise rates in December. The US Consumer Price Index increased by 0.2% in October after 2 months of declines. Now, these figures, along with the strong employment numbers that came out last month, are signs that domestic strength in the US economy is growing, and that is the sort of confirmation that analysts say the US Federal Reserve is looking for in order to raise rates next month. Let's go to the global markets now, where shares on Wall Street have given back some early gains following that bomb threat in Hanover, Germany. At the close, the Dow was up just under 0.1%. The Nasdaq finished flat. The S&P 500 fell 0.1%, while in London, the FTSE finished 2% higher. Checking commodity prices for you now. West Texas crude is at $41 a barrel. Tapas crude is at $43 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,069 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 71 US cents, 67 euro cents and 47 pence sterling.